News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
School closures have brought the fate of this year's Leaving Cert into question. But our next guest, secondary school principal, sports broadcaster and columnist Colm O'Rourke, thinks he may have the solution to getting the exams back on track. Colm, you want to see teachers and students vaccinated to allow the Leaving Cert to go ahead.
Well, that's a simple solution to the problem, isn't it?
It is. Some people say not that simple because there's lots of groups that maybe are more in need of a vaccine and it might not be straightforward.
Well, if you designate teachers as essential workers, and I'm sure most people would agree that they are when you have up to a million people depending on schools being open, I think that there's a very strong case to ensure that teachers are vaccinated early. And as well as that, if the Leaving Cert is so important that it gets so much air time, I think it's only reasonable to say that the Leaving Cert cohort should be vaccinated and the teachers, so that they can plan well in advance. If they're told it's going to be done April, May time, then everybody could get on with planning for the Leaving Cert and there's no more publicity needed.
How do you see the Leaving Cert panning out? Do you think it will go ahead this year?
Well, I think it should go ahead in the written form that it took other years. I think that what we saw last year, and I speak from a principal who had plenty of problems with it, is that the predicted grades are not the way forward, and it has caused so many problems, not least of which is a string of cases in the High Court.
That is absolutely beyond doubt. I suppose, though, the longer students are out of school, the bigger the question mark will be about the Leaving Cert going ahead. I have a young fella in sixth year myself. If he's not back till Patrick's Day, he'll have missed about 40% of the time, the two year Leaving Cert. He'll have missed about 40% of that.
Yeah, well, I presume he's doing online classes or he's doing some work associated with it.
Yeah.
But the other thing about it too is there's no reason why the paper should not take account of that, and that more choice can be put in for the students, that maybe the coursework that's going to be examined is shortened. So it's only a matter of drawing up the Leaving Cert exam papers to take account of what students would have missed.
Okay. You want the Minister for Education to stop using the phrase, schools are safe places.
Yeah, I think that is, as I have used in the paper, a phrase I use, it's grating with teachers, because I'm quite sure if you were in Belmullet or Enniscorthy or Ratkeel or Monaghan or Dundalk or some of the places with the highest rates in the country, that you wouldn't feel safe going back into a school in those situations. It all depends on what the rate of transmission is in the local community. So, like, not all places are safe. And just because you bring them into school, young people into school, doesn't suddenly mean that it's a COVID-free zone. Like, last week I was given notice of two of my students who had contracted COVID. They would have been in school up to the time that they got sick, and they could have been passing it on. So I don't know how anybody could logically come out with the idea that schools are safe places. And this coming against the background where we had something like 8,000 cases per day at one time and the worst rates in the world. So I think that it flew in the face of the logic of the NPHET saying stay at home and not meet people, and then being told, by the way, you can go back into school and meet big numbers. It just didn't seem to make sense, and it didn't make sense to a lot of teachers who were, I'd say, quite frightened by the fact that this new variant seems to be more transmissible and there's a higher mortality rate.
Just finally, if numbers do continue to fall and we see a regular pattern of numbers well below, say, 1,000 cases a day, well below that figure, do you think in that situation that teachers would be happy to return to schools?
Oh, yeah, I would think so. Most of the teachers I have here are very keen to get back at school. And I'm not a fan of the union, as most people would know, the STI. So I'd be very strongly advocating that we get our Leaving Certs back by the 22nd of February, and not just for 3 days a week. That's another silly idea. Get them in every single day. Get them in at least on that day, and let's get back to class as usual.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Colm O'Rourke, secondary school principal, of course, former All-Ireland winner with Meath. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Do you agree with Colm? Should all students, Leaving Cert students and teachers, be vaccinated by May?